Craig Hoffman.
The job to do, Craig. Can't be comfortable.
That's not true.
The Hoffman Show.
This is radio.
That wasn't me talking.
The people here at Eastern are just lucky we're wearing pants.
On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
It is the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. Always live on the free Odyssey app. 5 o'clock each and every day during training camp means we do our training camp 5 at 5. And doozy of a podium session today as Ben Standig is with us. Of course, he was there. Ben, what was your reaction, by the way, when they announced the news that Mills had been dismissed?
So right before that, we were, you know, getting near the end of the practice, and it was a hot day today. This is my third shirt of the day. So I was I decided I was go for some shade at the end. So I was watching the practice, but from the media tent, which is right off the field. So there were a lot of people around. And all of a sudden, a few of the other media folks came in and said that they had just been given a heads up, hey, you want to be there for Ron today. Because sometimes we have to make a decision. Do we go for the Ron press conference, or do we go get players walking off the field? So we knew something was coming. And this is a training camp where twice Ron Rivera has opened a press conference announcing a player is retired.
Right.
So I don't know what's going on. You know, none of us do. And then he walks in and, you know, says he's made that change. And I think we were all, again, the timing more than the decision, I think, was the surprise for many of us. And, you know, it's not of all the things you think you're going to hear. That type of deal isn't one of them. Even the retirement stuff is almost less jarring because it's like, I get it. Like, it's hard to play
it's
football.
Like a fourth, if you're a fourth string tight end or a fourth string linebacker, you might not make the team anyway. Like, hey, coach, I can do the math here. Like, I think I'm good. Like, I realize, or that realization that, you know, maybe I just can't play at this level. That makes sense. This is wild.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, like I said, I guess like we said before, even if you have some sort of, as Ron Rivera said, philosophical differences, presumably with how to coach the players and so on, this Sam Mills has been with Ron Rivera for 11 years. He's been here since 2020 with this same coaching staff. So it's just wild that whatever these differences are exactly could not have been resolved prior to this moment in time. Even the offseason, right? The OTAs, the minicamp, that was 2 months ago at this point.
Right. So that was June.
Even if you at that point said, okay, we need to make a change, get ready for training camp. But yeah, so it was very surprising that we heard such an announcement.
Anthony, let's fire up the music, get the training camp 5 at 5 going. And we can actually start with Ron Rivera on Sam Mills' replacement. Jeff Scanina is his name. And Ron was asked, obviously, why this guy? What does he bring to the room?
Pretty much what we've seen. You know, he's, you know, obviously Jeff played the game, and so he's got a tremendous amount of experience and knowledge that he does share with the players, and he'll continue to share with the players. He's got tremendous enthusiasm, so he'll continue to be that guy for them.
I mean, this is one of those things that I would, I guess, ask as someone who's watching practice every day. Like, what have you seen from Scanino? Like, how involved has he been versus Mills? Like, do you see players talking to him in a different way? Is there anything you've been able to glean from watching him, not knowing that you were watching the future D-line coach?
Right. Well, you know, like, obviously all these coaches, they're, you know, they played in the league or they played football. They're football guys. But, you know, like when Scott McLuhan used to say he wants football guys, Jeff Scanina is one of those types of guys. He played in the league for 17 years. He is very intense. He's very focused. The thing that's interesting is, I pretty much almost every day end up over where the defensive linemen are doing their position drills before practice really gets going. There, it's on the far end of the field from where we are. Today right. was the rare day I didn't actually go over there. But when you watch them, Scanina is the one who is really running them through their drills. He's the one organizing the situation. If you didn't know any better, you would actually think that he was in charge. Now, perhaps that's what the assistant's job is to do, right? But like, to that end, he's very much involved in what is happening. He was an assistant coach in a few other spots, including with the 49ers right before he came here. So he's been around as a coach. He's certainly been around as a player. You know, obviously we'll just have to see over time. You never can tell for sure how good of a position coach somebody is, but he isn't somebody that's completely off the street. He's been here for 3 years. He knows these guys. So it shouldn't be that big of a deal. So I think that's important to note at this point.
Definitely. As for Skinina himself, he was asked a bunch of questions, the last one of which was if he's actually fully processed the change yet, just hours after being told the news and then ultimately running his first practice.
I woke up this morning, had no idea. I came out to practice. I'm the same person. Like I said earlier, I'm not changing. So I don't look at it as anything. I look at it as an opportunity to get all these men a championship. That's the goal. Not going to change.
Football guy, Ben. Football guy.
Yeah, we tried to get into the, and I asked one of those kinds of, hey, so tell us about some of your emotions here. And he's like, yeah, that's not happening.
Emotions, I just got football.
Right. I'm just here to coach these guys up, figure out what to do, and that's going to be it. Great. Fine. I mean, who knows? I mean, maybe he just doesn't, that's just not his deal. Not everybody is, into the emo, so to speak. So he's not that guy. And, we'll see what happens. But yeah, I mean, also, look, it's a tough day. I don't know how close he and Sam Mills were, but obviously they worked together for all these years. And he just finds out that this guy has been fired and now is a change. And, he's got to get the respect of those players. Not that he doesn't necessarily have it already, but it is a little bit different now when you're the lead. He's got to get the command of that room, no pun intended. And, he's not looking to share his, what this means from him, from that he's been thinking about playing football since he was 10 years old and he always dreamed about this. He's just there to coach.
Yeah, and especially, if he's had his own room and stuff before, it's not like he just got a job he's never gotten before or anything like that, if that's the case. So there's probably that mellows it out. Also, he's jumping on a moving boat, and that's part of it. He's part of the way in, but now it's like, hey, buddy, you got to drive, and we're not slowing down. Back to Rivera we go, because this was probably, other than the Mills thing, the biggest story of the day. Carson Wentz had a really, really, really good day today. 6-on-6 in the 7-on-7 period. Here is Rivera afterwards on his quarterback.
Pretty much what we've seen. He's getting more and more comfortable. He's developing a little bit more rapport with the receivers and the tight ends and the backs. And I think again, we were in a padded practice where the offensive line can defend themselves for the most part, as opposed to some of the shell practices that people observe. So I just thought it was a well timed out practice. I thought the timing between him and the receivers is getting better, and that I think is important.
I think it's hilarious that Ron's like, oh, it's everything we've been seeing. No, it's not, which is why it's a story. But what ultimately did work for Wentz today?
Obviously we see the arm strength, even when the inaccuracy issues are there. You see that, and that's what gives you hope that this offense could go to another level. The issues have just been he's just been off a bit. And look, it's to be fair to Wentz, we don't always know. Did the receiver cut the route short? He's not playing with the full offensive line, all these kinds of things. He was accurate today. He hit Dax Mill on a fourth down play in the end zone for a touchdown. He hit Kyrick McGowan, one of these sort of young roster hopefuls, deep down the right side. He and Jahan Dotson, I think he's probably had the best chemistry with him in camp. He found Dotson deep down the right sideline as well. And he and Terry McLaurin, who are still building that chemistry, had a couple of nice connections as well. He just he just put the ball where it needed to be. And whether that's because, whatever, he had his Wheaties today. He's just getting more comfortable with the offense, with the players. Maybe the defense just felt a step slow because they've been mostly on their P's and Q's throughout camp. Whatever it was, he was a better quarterback today based on what we can see, just in terms of the pure accuracy and completions.
John Bates was back today, and has been back the last couple of days now, for the Commanders, which is huge. Logan has said he thinks he's the best blocking tight end in the league, which is pretty impressive. And Logan knows something about being a blocking tight end, but we'll see, obviously, as Bates continues to grow. He's only in his second year, but he is a part of perhaps the most competitive room that they have. John Bates on what that huge room full of good players has done for all of them?
Yeah, I mean, it's pushing everyone to get better. And, you know, we got a great group of guys, and everyone wants everyone to be the best that they can be. And so it's really cool to be able to watch everyone, you know, the young guys, veteran guys that have been around a couple years, to just be able to watch and, you know, help teach each other and learn from each other. So it's been a really cool experience.
It seems like that room is destined for four. Maybe not if Logan Thomas starts on PUP, then maybe it's three and then ultimately you add. But if you had to pick the last guy in right now in that room, Bates is definitely safe. It feels like Cole Turner's safe. Who's the last guy?
Yeah, I think I would go with Samus Reyes, because from a blocking standpoint, I think he's the one that gives you the most after Bates. Now, the other guys, your Curtis Hodges, your Armani Rogers, interesting players. I imagine you can get one, if not both, stashed on the practice squad. I mean, you know, they were undrafted. Rogers was a college quarterback who's switching to tight end. They both have been interesting. I know Logan is a huge fan of Curtis Hodges. He certainly was more in the offseason program. So I think they're interesting. And look, Samus Reyes is obviously not the most experienced guy in the world based on his journey from never playing football to getting in the league. But purely as in terms of blocking, he gives you more. Cole Turner is a receiver sort of period. Logan Thomas can do a little more of both, but as you said, we don't know when he'll be able to get back. So my guess would be Samus Reyes right now, but I do think there is still some wonder there because these other guys have been interesting.
Definitely. So it's our training camp five at five. That's four. Anthony, I know we pulled another bite from Scanina, but I want to short Benjamin St. Juice. So I'm just going to ask Ben, since you were there, they didn't put St. Juice presser on Twitter or on YouTube. So since the Commanders are hating on St. Juice and you were there, what's the most interesting thing you heard from Benjamin St. Juice, or were you not there?
I actually wasn't there, because when Rivera finished, we all went and ran out to see John Allen was out there. So we ran to him. So I wasn't there for Bates or St. Juice. I guess somebody was to ask a few questions. But, you know, you can catch those things on tape later. We all were trying to figure out what to make of this. And obviously, John Allen is somebody you want to talk to. St. Juice has looked, I don't want to overstate that he's looked good in camp, but obviously he's getting a lot of run with the first team out of that slot. He's played some on the outside with William Jackson having missed practice the last few days. I think he's pretty locked into the third corner one way or the other. But in terms of what he said today, we'll have to come back to the transcript later.
Yeah, he had some interesting comments, and it's kind of predictable. Like he's grateful for William Jackson III and Kendall Fuller to be able to help him, all that kind of stuff. Let's go to Allen then. What did John say about his position coach being let go?
Yeah, he admitted to being a little surprised. He said that the two have had a pretty good relationship, and you know, look, John Allen's a pretty stoic guy. He's not going to give too much away. But you know, I think he, you know, he said he was surprised at least by the timing. And like I said before, I don't think this is something that was like so out of left field. They're like, whoa, wait a minute. You're firing this guy. What the heck? I think it's more of, wait, why are you doing it now? So my interpretation of what Allen was saying was sort of along those lines that he said he was surprised by the timing. I'm sure you're also just surprised in general. You're working with this guy every day. And as we're all saying, why are you doing this now? But yeah, I think there was some of that. But at the end of the day, you know, they know Scanina. He's been around. So I don't think he's feeling like this is some major blow to them. But they've got jobs to do. And, you know, they got to do it no matter who's coaching them.
Yeah. And just for clarity, Ryan Kerrigan's been out there shadowing. Ron said he will continue to do so. There has not been anything official in terms of Ryan being added to the staff. Warren Sapp, I guess, has been back out there as well. Same thing. He's just there visiting, helping out. Nothing official there. One of the other defensive assistants is going to be helping out with that group as well. So we will continue to monitor that. And if any new details come out, of course, we will pass them along here on the Team 980. I just saw a note from Mark Maskey of the Washington Post. Roger Goodell was asked about some of what has happened with Dan Snyder. The response was, let's just call it predictable. Tell you what it was if you can't guess. Next, Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live on the free Odyssey app.